This story may sound familiar. The scene, Raleigh. The plot, a lawmaker introduces a plan to expand Medicaid, the federal insurance program for the poor and disabled. This has been done a number of times before, and each time has gone nowhere. But this time, there's a twist, as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Democrats have long called for the expansion of Medicaid to cover more poor North Carolinians or those who earn just above the threshold for coverage. Governor Roy Cooper tried to do this by executive action earlier this year, and powerful Republican leaders in the General Assembly sued to stop that effort. Now, one of their own has sponsored a bill to do what so many others have failed to do.
This bill is an option to provide health insurance to low-income residents of North Carolina under a new product offering known as Carolina Cares.
That is also the name of the bill introduced by Representative Donnie Lambeth, and he is a heavy hitter in the Republican-led General Assembly. He serves as chair of both the Health and Healthcare Reform Committees in the House. And even though he doesn't directly call it Medicaid expansion, Lambeth acknowledges that's what it is, but with some specific requirements.
The resident is between age 19 and no older than age 64. The resident must be employed or engaged in activities to promote employment.
That is a provision borrowed from Medicaid expansion in Indiana, which was then run by Republican Governor Mike Pence. And like Indiana's plan, Carolina Cares would also require participants to have skin in the game by charging them a small premium and some copays. But that's where the similarities end, says Lambeth.
A major difference, which makes this unique and different from other states, is that the participants must make certain commitments which focus on preventive care with a wellness emphasis.
Things like regular checkups, trips to the dentist, colonoscopies, mammograms, and weight management programs. Lambeth estimates this would help roughly 200,000 North Carolinians who do not qualify for standard Medicaid and who can't qualify for or don't get insurance through other means. But even though this bill is being proposed by a Republican, it doesn't mean it will get a warm reception in the House or Senate. First, there's the cost of adding all those new Medicaid patients. Democrats have pointed out the fact that under Obamacare, the federal government would pay 90% of the expansion cost. Lambeth pointed this out as well. As for the remaining 10%, the new premiums will cover a bit of that. But Lambeth says,
the balance of the costs that are not covered by federal funds or participant contributions will be funded through healthcare-related assessments, including but not limited to hospital assessments.
Meaning hospitals and other medical providers will pick up the bill, something done in other states and was part of Governor Cooper's proposal. In order to get this bill passed, Lambeth needs support of rural Republicans, specifically in the North Carolina Senate. Enter farmer Alex Hitt, who stood next to Lambeth at the press conference. Hitt made the pitch that this is all about jobs for rural areas in the state.
The number one reason farms go out of business is not because there was a weather failure or Hurricane Matthew or imports. It's because someone in the family gets sick or hurt, they don't have health insurance, and they go into bankruptcy.
Carolina Cares has already passed one key hurdle. It was assigned to a committee that actually meets. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.